Today's shir is Masechta Menachos Daf Ayin Dalet. We will begin with Daf Ayin Gimel on the base, 12 lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah of Shimon Oyer Milchas Chayta Shokahan. We learned in the Mishnah Machloikis of Rav Shimon and the Tanakama. What happens when a kohen brings a Milchas Chayta? According to the Tanakama, given that all carbon minchas have to be completely burnt, the opinion of the Tanakam is that that carbon mincha as well is burnt on the Mizbeach entirely. Whereas Rav Shimon holds that there's kmitza done, and part of the carbon is they have kmitza, and the other part of the carbon is also burnt, but kmitza must be done. Ask the Gemara Menonimili, what is the basis of this opinion? It says the Gemara, the Torah Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, V'hoysa l'koyin k'mincha. The Torah teaches us that the voidah should be cut with the koyins, the mincha should be to the koyin. It teaches us, Shetei avodasuk sheirba. And we learn from here that a koyin who brings the carbon mincha, whenever he brings his own carbon mincha, he may do the avodah. And as the Mefarshim explain, what the Brice is teaching us according to Tanakhama is that even though, as we know and we've learned and will learn, that there were Mishmairis, different times of different families of the Kohanim did the avodah, the halach is that a Kohen who brings the carbon mincha, who brings his own carbon mincha, even if he brings it at a time when it's not his Mishmar, he may do the avoiding that mincha. Ask the Braisa, Ata Oimer, Shetai Vadasuk Sherba, is that indeed what the Pasuk comes to teach us? That a Kohen can do the avoider of his own Kohen mincha at any time? Oy Ena Olam Hatem Minchas Choyte Shukahanim? Or maybe what the Pasuk is coming to teach us is that when the Kohen brings the Kohen mincha, Choyte, it should be eaten. Umani Mikayim, we know that the Pasuk says, V'chol Minchas Kohen Kol Tia Loi Seichel, that the mincha of a kohen should be completely burnt, it may not be eaten. I will say that that pasuk is referring to minchas nedvasai, when a kohen brings a kohen minchas nedava. Avu chavasai, when he brings a kohen minchas chayva, minchas chayte, tein nechelas, maybe it should be eaten. And as the Mefarshim explained, why would we think so? Since we know that in order to affect the kapara, there's a concept of Kohanim Oichlim or Bailim Skaprim, that the Kohanim eat and the owners have a kapara, and we would therefore think that the Kohen should eat this Karbon Mincha in order, by him eating the Karbon Mincha, there should be a kapara. He should the owner, since this carbon is brought because of an aveira, there is a specific reason that this carbon should be eaten in order that there should be a kapara for this kohen. Tamalaimer. That's what the Torah says. V'haisa v'koyin k'mincha. The Torah uses the words v'haisa v'koyin k'mincha. Makish chayvasla davasai. The Torah compares the carbon chayva of a koyin to the carbon minchas nedav of a koyin. Mat nedavasai and in the chalas, just like the carbon nedav of a koyin, the carbon minchas nedav of a koyin is not eaten. Af chayvasa and in the chalas, so too is the halacha regarding the carbon minchas chayva of a koyin. So in other words, the Tanakhama from this pasuk teaches us that we learn from this pasuk that the kohen can bring the karbon mincha at any time, and that furthermore, it is not eaten like any other karbon mincha brought by kohen. Amar Rav Shimon, to which Rav Shimon says, V'chi nemar v'hois l'kohen k'minchasai. Does the Torah use the word k'minchasai? If the Torah indeed would have used the word k'minchasai, it would be, we would learn from it that the carbon chayt of a carbon of a kohen, minchas chayt of a kohen, should be treated like the minchas nedav of a kohen. The pasuk just says the words ela k'mincha, not mincha soy, ela hakish. Therefore, what is the purpose of this pasuk? The purpose of the pasuk is to compare minchas chayt shukahanim k'minchas chayt shiyisrael. To compare the minchas chayt of a kohen, just like the minchas chayt of Yisrael, just like we know. Says Rav Shimon, "Ma minchas chayta she Yisrael." Just like the minchas chayta of Yisrael, there's a halacha of kmitza, as we've discussed numerous times. af miches chayta shukahanim, so to the miches chayta of a kohen is nikmetzes. Ask, continues the brisa, imam miches chayta shiyisrael nikmetzes v'shirah nechalim. When a yisrael brings a miches chayta, not only the kmitza, but the shirayim are eaten. Maybe here too, ask the brisa according to Rav Shimon, the halach ought to be av miches chayta shukahanim nikmetzes v'shirah nechalim. Tamaloimer l'koyin kamincha. L'koyin kamincha. It's only comparable regarding the avoida, that here is kamitza and here is kamitza. V'loy li'ishi kamincha. But regarding what's burnt in that part is where we compare the minchas chayta of a koyin to the minchas chayta of Yisrael. But v'loy li'ishi kamincha. When it comes to being burnt on the mizbeach, they're not to be compared. Ha'ketzad. Why? Because, says Rav Shimon, the entire carbon mincha of a kohen, mincha's chayt of a kohen, is completely burnt. However, kaimitz carbon fnei atzmoi, the kaimitz is burnt separately, b'shirayim kraven b'atzmoi. So, as we were up to is, we have a machloikis, how to understand what does this pasuk teach us. According to Rav Shimon, the pasuk is coming to teach us that the minchas chayte of a kohen requires kmitza, just like the minchas chayte of a Yisrael. However, according to the Tanakhama, the pasuk is coming to teach us that the kohen could bring the carbon mincha at any time. If a kohen brings the carbon mincha, whenever he brings his own carbon mincha, he has the right to do the avoida. Ask the Gemara. According to the Tanakhama, is that what we learned from this pasuk? Hashtei avidosik sheirba. Is that what the pasuk comes to teach us? That the avoid is kosher, the kohen could do his own carbon mincha. Ask the Gemara. Mehacha nafka. Is that what's learned? Do we need this pasuk to teach us that halacha? Mehasim nafim. We could learn this halacha from a different pasuk, as is taught in the following brisa. The Brisa says, "Melayin l'koyin shabah u'makrif kabanoisa b'chol eis u'b'chol shosh yirtza." That whenever a koyin brings his own carbon, he has the right to bring it on the mizbeach. Tamaloimer uvo b'chol avos nafshay misheris. That he has the right to do the avoid on his own carbon whenever he so chooses. So the Gemara asks, why would the Tanakhama say that that's the purpose of this pasuk? We already learned that halacha from another pasuk. Answers the Gemara, Imi Hasan, if we had only that pasuk, we would think, Hani Mili Dover Shein Baal Chayt, when it's not brought because of an Aveira, Avo Dover Shein Baal Chayt. If the carbon is being brought because of an Aveira, Emeloi, there the halacha should perhaps be that the Kohen himself who did the Aveira should not be the Kohen, and now he's bringing a carbon, should not be the Kohen that should bring, do that avoida. Maybe specifically only another kohen who did not do the aveira should be the one doing the avoida. That's why we need this pasuk. Ask the Gemara, even if we'll say that we need a different pasuk to teach us that when a kohen brings a carbon, not only if he brings a carbon because he wants to, an oilu or a shlomin, but even if when he's obligated to bring a carbon, we don't need the pasuk. This pasuk to teach us that then. V'had nami mehocha nafka. We learned the halacha that when a kohen is bringing a carbon, because he's obligated to bring the carbon, because of an aveira, the pasuk says, mehasam nafka. We learn it from this pasuk, because the pasuk says, v'chipa kohen al nefesh ashagadis, v'chotem shkaga. So as the Mefarshim point out, there's redundancy in the pasuk. The pasuk uses the words, v'chotem shkaga, which really are redundant, because the pasuk already said hanefesh shagagas. So we learn from this melamed shehakoyim meschapa deyatzmoi. From here we learn that a koyim could bring a carbon for an avera that he did, even for an avera. So we see already that we learn from that pasuk that if the koyim is bringing a carbon because he did an avera, the halacha is that he himself could be mak of that carbon whenever he brings it. So we're back to where we started. Why does the Tanakhama need a pasuk to teach us? Why does the Tanakhama need this pasuk by carbon mincha to teach us this? answers the bright Gemara. Imi Hasam, if we only have that pasuk, Hava Mina, we would think, Hani Mili, when is there Halacha B'Shoyeg? If a Kayin did an Aveir B'Shoyeg, and now he's bringing a carbon, that's when the Halacha is that he could be mak with the carbon himself whenever he so chooses. Alva B'Mezid, if he did the Aveir B'Mezid, there he doesn't bring his own carbon Kamash Malon, that even when he did it in the Aveir B'Mezid, the Halacha is that he brings his, he could be the Kayin to bring the carbon and be mak with the carbon whenever he brings the carbon. Ask the Gemara, B'mezid hecha mishkachas lo. Where do we find a situation that a carbon is brought B'mezid that we should say that the carbon is being brought for this purpose? Says the Gemara, B'zodin shkaga, B'zodin shvua. We know that what is one of the times that a mechitz chayt is brought, where somebody swore falsely that he doesn't owe money to someone else, or he swore falsely that he doesn't know any testimony, and then he confesses, so the halacha is that he brings a carbon oil of yairid. A carbon oil of yairid is that he, if he can afford, he brings an animal. If he can't afford, he brings two birds. And if he can't afford, he brings a mincha. Now that is a situation where it was amazing. So we see that the carbon mincha is brought to mezid. The carbon mincha is brought even from mezid. And the pasuk is teaching us that even if the kohen had to bring this carbon because he did the aveira b'mezid, the halacha still is that he could bring the carbon himself. Ask the mefarshim, if we now have a pasuk to teach us that even when he did the aveira b'mezid, he brings his own carbon. So certainly, if he did the aveira b'shogeg, he could bring his own carbon. So why do we need two pesukim to teach us this halacha? So I saw two terutzim to this question. One terutz that I saw to this question is that if we only had one pasuk, we would say that that one pasuk is talking about b'shogeg, and we wouldn't have a pasuk to teach us the chiddush that even when somebody did an aveira b'mezid, if the kohen did the aveira b'mezid, he has the right to bring his own carbon. Only because we have two pesukim, so we say that the first pasuk teaches that so was the halacha when he did the aveira b'shogeg, and then the second pasuk is here to teach us that even when he did the aveira b'mezid, the same halacha applies. That's one teretz I saw. Another teretz that I saw is that if not that we had the pasuk b'shogeg, when the kohen did the aveira b'shogeg, he could bring his own carbon. We would perhaps say that the pasuk is to be understood that it's following the opinion, like Rav Shimon said, that the meches chayt of a kohen is nikmetzes. Only because we have these psukim, that these psukim clearly indicate that there is a concept that under all circumstances the kohen brings his own carbon. That's why now we could say that not only does the Torah teach us that so is the halacha b'shogeg, but the halacha is even b'mezid. But now the Sfas Emes points out, now that we've learned that there's a need to teach us that this is the halacha, that the kohen brings his own carbon, even when he did the aveira b'mezid, so now the question is, what will Rav Shimon's opinion be? Since according to Rav Shimon, this pasuk is needed to teach us the halacha of k'mitza by the meches chayta of a kohen. So one approach the Sfas Emes takes is that indeed the Rav Shimon will disagree, and Rav Shimon's opinion will be that if a kohen brings his own carbon, if a kohen did an aveir b'mezid, like the case of Shvua that we just discussed, he indeed would not be allowed to bring his own carbon. The halacha would be somebody else could bring the carbon. But then there's a different approach that the Sfas Emes and other Kohanim say. Our Gemara established that according to the Rabbanon, we need two psukim. One pasuk we need to teach us that the Kohen could bring their own carbon when he did the Aveir B'Shogeg, and another pasuk to teach us when he did the Aveir B'Mezid. Rav Shimon will say that there's no reason to differentiate between Shogeg and Mezid. And if the halacha is that he could bring the carbon if he did the Aveira b'shogig, so too is the halacha that he could bring the carbon when he did the Aveira b'mezid, and there is no reason to say that mezid should be treated differently than shogig. What would be the svara for the machlokes? That according to Rabbanon, we do need a separate pasuk for when the kohen did the Aveira b'shogig, and another pasuk for when the kohen did the Aveira b'mezid, whereas according to Rav Shimon, one pasuk suffices. Perhaps the machlokes is as follows. According to the Rabbanon, we look at the time that the person did the Aveira. And if we look at the time the person did the Aveira, this Aveira was only done b'shogig, whereas this Aveira was done b'mezid. And why, explained the Mefarshim, do we need a separate pasuk for when the person did the Aveira b'mezid? Because when a person does the Aveira b'mezid, he's a Rasha. And therefore, maybe we shouldn't allow him to do the Avoida. That's why we need a pasuk even for when he did the Aveira b'mezid. But according to Rav Shimon, we don't look at the time that the person did the Aveira. We look at the time that the person's bringing the carbon. And obviously, when he's bringing the carbon, he's no longer a Rasha. Because if you were a Rasha, you wouldn't be bringing the carbon. And he's about Shuva. And that's why whether he did the Aveira b'shogig, or whether he did the Aveira b'mezid, now he's about Shuva, and he's bringing a carbon. And therefore, there's no reason, according to Rav Shimon, to differentiate between a shogig and a mezid. And once we have a pasuk that a kohen brings his own carbon, even when he did the Aveira b'shogig, automatically, so too, says Rav Shimon, we will understand that Allah is b'mezid, and there is no need for a separate pasuk to teach us so. Continue the Gemara. Quoting a braisa, where the machlokes is between Rav Shimon and the son of Elazar. Tani idach. Rav Shimon says, as we've learned, Rav Shimon's opinion both in the Mishnah and in the Braisa, Mechaz Chayta Shekayin Nekmetzah. The Mechaz Chayta of the Kayin has Kemitzah. The Kometz, and according to Rav Shimon, as we learned in the Mishnah, a Kometz Kar B'fnei Atzmai, V'shirayim Kraven B'fnei Atzmai. Rav Lezer Rav Shimon Aymer, a Kometz Kar B'atzmai. Rav Shimon agrees to his father, Rav Elazar agrees with his father, Rav Shimon, that the Mechaz Chayta of Kehanim requires Kemitzah, but unlike his father, who says that those Shirayim are burnt on the Mizbeach, his opinion is the Shirayim is spazin of Beis HaDeshin. The Shirayim are put on the Beis HaDeshin, which we'll explain in a moment. And the Karen Oira, based on Yerushalmi, says what is the basis of the Machloikis of Rav Shimon and Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon and his son Rav Elazar? They both agree that Kemitzah must be done by the Mechaz Chayta. The question is, how must the Shirayim be dealt with? Rav Shimon's opinion is that the Shirayim require Akhtara, and therefore, according to Rav Shimon, the Akhtara should be done on the Mizbeach. That's the place where Akhtara is done. Whereas according to Rav Elazar of Shimon, there is no requirement for that Shirayim to have Akhtara. There is a requirement that the Shirayim be burnt, but there is no requirement that the Shirayim have Akhtara. And since there's no requirement that the Shirayim have Akhtara, his opinion is the Mespazrin Abbeis Hadesh. Says the Gemara, on Rav Chibar Abba, Havi by Rav Yochan. Rav Yochan tried to understand. Beis Hadesh and Behecha. When Rav Elazar says that they're put on the Beis Hadesh, what does that mean? Idemala, if it means that it's on the place on the Mizbeach, which is called the Tapuach, where they gather the ash, Haina Avua, it's the same as his father. They both agree that the Shirayim are put on the Mizbeach. Ask the Shita, why are we saying that they both agree? The Reb Shimon will hold that it should be put on the Makam Hamarocha, the place where all other Kabbanas are put. Whereas Reb Elazar will say it should be put on the place of the ash. So why are we saying that they agree? Says the Shita. If we look at the words of Rav Shimon, going back to the Mishnah, where Rav Shimon said, "Hey ha, kaimitz karv latzmai, v'shirayim karev latzmai." So it's clear, says the Shita, that even Rav Shimon agrees that they're all put on the mizbeach, both the shirayim and the kaimitz, but they're not put on the same place on the mizbeach, because it says, "Ha kaimitz karv latzmai." So how is that fulfilled according to Rav Shimon? It must be that the Kaimitz is put on the Mokum HaMarocha, and the Shirayim are put on the Tapuach. But if that's what Rav Shimon is saying, and we're going to say that that's what Rav Elazar is saying, that the Shirayim are put on the Tapuach, so ask the Gemara, where's their disagreement? Ask the Gemara, Idol Mata, says the Gemara, perhaps you'll say that it should be put not on the Mizbeach according to Rav Shimon, Rav Elazar of Shimon, rather it should be put Lamata, on the Beis Hadesh and Lamata. And there are many differences of opinion, there are many opinions in Rishonim, what does Lamata mean? Rashi says that we know that every morning Trumas Hadeshin was done, and the Trumas Hadeshin was that they took ash off the Mizbeach and put it on the east side of the Mizbeach, and that's what the Gemara is suggesting they should do, they should put the Shirayim. Tosfos has a problem with Rashi's Pshat, because Tosfos says, as we know, the Trumas Hadeshin was done first thing in the morning. When the Trumas Hadeshin was done first thing in the morning, it's long before any Karban Mincha was brought. So by the time the Karban Mincha is brought, those ashes are not had anymore. So Akar Elazar shouldn't say that that's where they're burned. So the Mefarshim, in defending Rashi's Pshat, very much in line what we quote in the name of the current Ira, says that there is no specific din of burning Haktorah of the Shrine. That is the whole basis, we said, of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon's opinion. And therefore, it's put there and it's burnt, even not with those ashes. It's just the place where they are burnt. Tosfos, however, suggests that perhaps what the Gemara means is that we know that there was a place outside of Yerushalayim where they put the ashes, that they transported the ashes, and that's what the Gemara is suggesting, where they should take the Shirayim. So Isis himself has a problem with that shot, because there would be a psul yotze. We know that something that kachim kachim that are taken outside of the Azara become disqualified. So the Mefarshim replied that that question is not really a specific question, because if the Torah is telling us that that's the avoider with the Shirayim, that the Shirayim should be taken out of the Azara, then there won't be a psul yotze. The only time we have a psul of yotze is when we're doing what the Torah tells us not to do. But if the Torah tells us to take the Shirayim out, there is no psul. But because of this question, Tosfos takes a different pshat. The halacha is that if kachim become psul, there was a specific spot in the Azara where those kachim were burned, and that's what the Gemara is suggesting is the place where the according to Elazar of Shimon, the Shirayim were taken. Ask the Gemara, Yesh l'cha dover shekar v'lamata, is that the place where the avoid of anything was done? Amalei Rav Abba, says Rav Abba, Dilma libud. Maybe what the Torah is specifically telling us is that these Shirayim should be taken out, libud, to be disposed of. Achikala, to which the Talmidei Yeshiva left. Is there such a concept where the Torah tells us to take a part of the kachim out for specific disposal? Says the Gemara, just the way we're going to explain the Gemara, that the Gemara now quotes a brisa that shows us that indeed so is the halacha. Because the pasuk says, Tana avud rabavin, this brisa will be the basis for the opinion of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, that we see that things are specifically taken out. Li'ibud. Tani avud of oven. The pasuk says, V'cha minchas koyin kol otia loitza oichel. The Torah teaches us that the Torah teaches us the parasha of the minchas chavitim, which we know that the Kohen Gadol has to bring every day minchas chavitim. Machtzisa b'boiker, half in the morning, or machtzisa ben abayim, half in the afternoon. It's completely burnt on the Mizbeach. And then the Torah continues in teaching us, V'chol minchas koyin kol otia loitzirchol. All the other carbon minchas of the koyin teaches us the pasuk, L'chila l'kashtir, that the only comparison that exists between the carbon mincha of a koyin and the minchas chavitim is that neither of them may be eaten. But regarding the way they're disposed, they're not the same. Meaning, that the Minchas Chavitim, as we just described, is completely burnt on the Mizbeach. The Minchas Chaytei, part of it is burnt on the Mizbeach, and the rest of it is burnt, the rest of it is taken out Li'ibud. Ask the Gemara, my comment. How do we understand this from this Pasuk? Explains the Gemara, Amar Bai, this is the way I understand the Pasuk. Havkam. Kam Minchas Kayin Lo'Soichel. A Minchas Kayin of the Kayin, when he brings his minchis chayta loisaichol chayvasai, it may not be eaten, but it's not completely burnt, as we just explained. Part of it is burnt, the kogmitz is burnt, and the rest is disposed. Kolotia, but when the Torah speaks about it being completely burnt on the mizbeach, that's talking about the minchis nadova. The minchis nadova is completely burnt on the mizbeach. Amalei Rava, ask Rava Tabaya, Sakina Harifa, Mifsik Ikroi. I don't understand how you're explaining the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kamilchas Koyin Kolotia Loisaichel. And when you're explaining the Pasuk, asks Rava Tabaya, you first explain the words Loisaichel, and then you explain the words of Kolotia. Doesn't make any sense. Sakina Harifa Mafsaki Kra, is there a sharp knife dividing this Pasuk that you explain the Pasuk in the wrong sequence? Ela Marava, and as all the Mefarshim point out, Abaye and Rava aren't arguing in Halacha. They both agree what is the rule. They just explain the Pasuk differently. Kamechas Koyin Kolotia is Nidvasai, that the carbon Nidava is completely burnt on the Mizbeach, Loisaichel, the Kav Minchas Chayva, none of it may be eaten, but it's not entirely burnt on the Mizbeach, only the Kaimitz is burnt on the Mizbeach, and the rest of it is disposed on the Beis Hadesh. Ask the Gemara, Veipachana, yes, and as the Mefarshim explained, this question that the Gemara now is asking is a question both on the opinion of Abaye and Rava. Because as we said, Abaye and Rava don't disagree in Halacha. They both agree that the Mechas Nadova is completely burnt on the Mizbeach, and they both agree, at this point, to Reb-Elazar's opinion, that the Minchas Chayt of the Kayin, the Kaimitz is burnt on the Mizbeach, the Kmitz must be done, the Kaimitz is burnt on the Mizbeach, and the rest is disposed Amokim Hadeshim. Ask the Gemara, Veipachana, maybe, and it's all based on the Pasuk that we just learned. Ask the Gemara, maybe we should have the opposite result. Maybe the Michas Nadova should be the carbon that's partially burnt and partially disposed of. And the Michas Chayta should be the carbon that's completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Answers the Gemara, as we began when we explained this Pasuk. The Pasuk began by teaching us that we're comparing the Mincha of the Kayin to the Minchas Chavitim. So now the question is, which is more similar to the Minchas Chavitim? The Minchas Nadova or the Minchas Chayta? Says the Gemara, Mistabra Nidvasa Havalei Rebuyi. It makes more sense to say that the Minchas Nadova of the Kayin is more similar to the Minchas Chavitim than the Minchas Chayta. Why? Because it has all the following common characteristics. She came to Dira. They both come on a regular basis. Minchas Chavitim, as we said earlier, is brought every day by the Kohen Gadol. Minchas Nadova can also be brought every day if the Kohen so chooses to donate a carbon. Minchas Chayta is only brought if an Aveira was transgressed. Loi Chate, they both come not because of an Aveira. And both of them are Basim Reche. Not Rav Pshat and what Basim Reche means. Rashi learns that the Minchas Nadova and the Minchas Chavitim have Shemen and Levoina, and because Shemen and Levoina are added to them, they give off a nice fragrance, whereas the Minchas Chayta does not have the Shemen and Levoina. Others explain that the Minchas Chayta, that the Torah uses the words Reach Nechayach by the Minchas Chavitim. The Torah uses the words Reach Nechayach by the Minchas Nadova, but the Torah does not use the words Reach Nechayach by the Minchas Chayta. A third pshat that I saw, Bosom Reche, is that it really combines both pshatim. Bosom, they both, the Minchas Nedava and the Minchas Chavitim give off a nice smell because of Shem Levoina. And Reche, by both of them, the Torah uses the words Reich Nechayach, unlike the Minchas Chayte, where the Torah does not use the word Reich Nechayach. As the Gemara, Adrabba, an argument could be made that Chavasa have a Rebuye, that the Minchas Chayva is more similar to the Minchas, that the Minchas Chayva is more similar to the Minchas Chavitim, Shekeni Sarin. They both come specifically from an Isarna flower. Whereas a Minchas Nedava, the halacha is, one could choose to bring a Karim Mincha made out of many more Yisarim. And both of them are Chayva. Minchas Chavita must be brought every day. And Minchas Chayta, if somebody doesn't have Eira, has to be brought. So why are we saying that this, that we compare more to Minchas Chayta, Nedava to the Minchas Chavita? Maybe we should compare the Minchas Chayta to the Minchas Chavita? Answers the Gemara Hanach Nefishim. The more common characteristics between the Minchas Nedava and the Minchas Chavitim than there are between the Minchas Chayte and the Minchas Chavitim. Interesting, as we finish this piece of Gemara, so according to Rav Elazar of Shimon, the Torah is teaching us, in this specific case, a concept of holach liibud, where something should be used to go to be disposed of, which means that, and as the Gemara clearly indicated, that under normal circumstances in the Torah there is no concept of halach libud, that something is taken to be disposed of. Only in this case does the Torah teach us such a rule. So I saw that the Paiskim used this concept, that in the halacha, in the Torah, we don't normally find halach libud, to discuss the following shayla. Bizman hazeh, nowadays, we've discussed many times, there remains produce that grows in Eretz Yisrael, a chiyuv to take off trumas and maisers. The question is, if one takes off trumas and maisers, does he make a bracha? Many paiskim are of the opinion that we don't make a bracha, because since nowadays we don't give the trumas and maisers to a kohen, and we don't give it to a kohen, it's halach liibud, and something that's halach liibud we don't make a bracha on. The chidah, however, has a problem with this approach, because he says if that's the rule, that when something is holich li'ibud, we don't make a bracha, so we know that nowadays when we take challah, we discussed in Amsecht extensively, the halacha of hafroshes challah. Nowadays as well, when challah is removed from a dough, it's burnt, but we still make a bracha. If it's holich li'ibud, we don't make a bracha, why by challah do we make a bracha, and trumas and maisers, we don't make a bracha? Ask the Gemara, so Rav Elazar of Shimon has used this pasuk to teach us that the koinets of the Minchas Chayta is burnt on the Mizbeach, and the Shrayim go li'ibud. Ask the Gemara, Rabbanon, and as Tosfos explains, when the Gemara speaks here about Rabbanon, it means both the opinion of the Rabbanon, who completely disagree and hold that the Minchas Chayta of a koin doesn't have a kmitza, and also the Gemara is asking a question on Rav Shimon, who Rav Shimon's opinion is that even though kmitza is done, the entire carbon is burnt on the Mizbeach. None of it is disposed. What will they do with this pasuk that Rav Rav Shimon used for the basis for his opinion? Rabbanan, hai v'chomichas koin kol tia lo sarcho my avdalei. What will they use this pasuk to teach us? Answers the Gemara, Nebar l'chatanya. Eli ela el yoyna. We would think that only the Michas Chavitim is in the rule of kol tia, the tachtona, and the other minchas loy soichel. There's a lav of loy soichel on menayin liten to omishal zeh b'selzeh b'sel omishal zeh b'zeh. How do we know that if somebody eats the minchas chavitim or the other kind of minchas of a kohen that he violates both of these, the mitzvah sasei of kol tia and the mitzvah loisa say of loisaychel, tamaloymer, that's why it says kol, kol, xerishava. Namakan kol. The Torah uses the word kol regarding all the minchas of a kohen. V'namalahalon. And the Torah uses the words kol regarding the minchas chavitin. Malahalon. Just like by the minchas chavitin, there's a locha of kol, tachtar. Afkan, so too the mincha of any kohen, any mincha of a kohen, there's a rule of kolo tokta. Omar kan, and just like by the mincha of a kohen, there's a loisesa el chaliasoy. One is over alive if he eats it. Aflahalon, so too regarding the minchas chavitin, loisesa el chaliasoy. One violates a loisesa if he eats it. Ask the Gemara. By Ravina, kohen she'ochel minei moramahu. We know that the halacha is that that part of when any carbon is brought, part of it is burnt on the mizbeach. And the question Ravina asks is if that part that's supposed to be eaten on, put on the mizbeach, if a kohen eats it instead of burning it, what is the halacha? And as the Rishonim point out, it's not specifically a kohen that the Ravina is referring to. The same question would apply by a Yisrael as well. Furthermore, the Mefarshim point out that we know that part of the Amrim that are put on the Mizbeach are the Chalev, are the fats of the carbon. And the question is Ravina also referring to the Chalev? That question hinges on another question. We know that throughout Shas, there's a rule of Ein Issachal Alissa. The Chalev of the animal becomes Osir from the moment that the animal is born. The Chalev is Osir. The fact that it's Amrin only happens much later. And therefore, it's Ein Issachal Alissa, and there can be no Issa on the Chalev. Others disagree and say that it's an Issa Maisiv, an Issa Chalev, and the Gemara's question refers to the Chalev as well. It's interesting that Rashi says that we're talking about a carbon that was brought by a kohen. Many Mefarshim find it very difficult to understand what Rashi is saying, because they explain that the halacha is this question should not be limited strictly to that type of a carbon. Any carbon that is halacha that the emer must be burnt, and the question is what happened if the kohen ate those emer? Says the Gemara, lav dezaros. There's a lav that the Torah says v'chol zarcher zar lo yachol kodesh lo kamei boilei. So the way most Mefarshim explain what the Gemara means to say is that as far as the Amrim are concerned, a Kohen is in the same category as a Zor. The Kohen is the same category as a Yisrael, because he's not allowed to eat it. And certainly he'll be over that lav. That's how Rashi and most Rishonim explain the Gemara. The Rambam has a very different approach. The Rambam's approach is that as far as that is concerned, there is no question that Lekam Abayle, that the Kohen cannot be considered a Zor, and therefore we can't say that he's over that lav. Ki kama boile, the question is, lav de kolotia. The Torah, as we just said, regarding this carbon mincha, says, kolotia loy soichel, mai. Is this only a din by carbon mincha, that you're over that lav of loy soichel, kolotia loy soichel, or is it by all carbonis? Omer of Anor of Inatoshma, the Tanya Beleza Omer, kol should be kolotia, wherever the Torah uses the words kolotia, litim lesasa el chalosoi, if somebody eats it, he's over that lav. So according to Rashi, he'll be over two lavim. He'll be over the lav of kolzor lo yoichu kodesh, and also he'll be over the lav of kolotia lo soichel, and as Mefarshim explained, it's based on the extra word tia to teach us that not only does this rule apply to karbon mincha, but applies to all karbonis. That if there's a part that may not be eaten, if somebody eats it, he's over that lav. Teaches us the Mishnah, Michas Kohanim, the Micha of a Kohen, or Michas Kohen Mashiach, the Micha of a Kohen Mashiach, or Michas Nesachim, the Micha of Mashiach, the Michas Chavitin that we just discussed that are brought every day, or Michas Nesachim, the Mincha of Nesachim, that we know that along with the carbon comes along with Michas Nesachim, they're completely put on the Mizbeach, the Ein Behem of Kohanim, the Kohanim have no share of these things. And these items, Yavah Koyach Mizbeach and Koyach Kohanim. The Mizbeach is stronger than the Kohanim, where the Mizbeach gets the entire thing. It's interesting that Das Kohanim says, why is the entire carbon of a Mincha Kohen must be burnt? He says, very interesting pshat. He says, because by all other Kabonis, the Kohanim Oichlim, or Baalim Miskapim, the Kohen eats, and the Baalim have a Kapora. But by the Michas Kohen,
That wouldn't be, we wouldn't say Kahanim Oichlam Ba'al Miskafim, because they are the owners of the carbon. And the Kaimitz itself is an insignificant amount that it itself should be affect the Kapara. And therefore we have no choice but to burn, the Torah says, the entire carbon. But ask the Mefarshim if that's the case. So we know the halacha is that by, and we're going to see it soon in the Gemara, that a Chatas Oif is none of the meat is put on the Mizbeach. If none of it is put on the Mizbeach, how is there a Kapara with that carbon? Answers the Ar Sameach based on an Evan Ezra. The Ar Sameach says, because we know that whenever a Chatas Oif is brought, along with it is brought an Oilas Oif. And an Oilas Oif, all of it is burnt on the Mizbeach. That's how we have the Mizbeach getting something significant. The Shtei Alechem, the Lechem upon him, the Chalom v'Kahanim, they're completely eaten to the Kahanim, the Mizbeach doesn't get any share. Over there, and by these, Yofa Kayach HaKahanim, the Kayim Mizbeach. Where the Kayim gets everything, the Mizbeach gets nothing. And so the Mefarshim say, beautiful Pshat. The Gemara says, how come Oidim, everybody agrees, the Mitzeres being a Lechem, that on Shavuos, there has to be a Lechem portion. Said in Mefarshim, it's based on our Mishnah. Because when is the Shtei Lechem brought? The Shtei Lechem is brought on Shavuos. And our Mishnah teaches us that Shtei Lechem is an example that's completely Lechem, completely goes to the Kahanim, and the Mizbeach gets nothing. Ask the Gemara, going back to the beginning of the Mishnah, the Suleka, is there nothing else from, no other carbon that goes completely to Mizbeach? Veka Oila, there's a carbon Oila that completely goes on the Mizbeach. Answers the Gemara, Ika Oila Kahanim, the skin goes to the Kahanim. Veka Oila Sa'if, that's completely burnt on the Mizbeach, as we just said. Ikka Marv Nights, the feathers are not on the Mizbeach, so it's not completely on the Mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, Vikka Nesachim, the Nesachim, which are put completely on the Mizbeach, when we pour wine, answers the Gemara, they're not put on the Mizbeach, the Shis Nosli, they go to these special holes, they're not put on the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah said, Ubezu Yofa Kayach Mizbeach Mikayach Kahanim. So the Gemara says, when the Mishnah uses the word Bezu, it means to exclude something. What's it trying to exclude? Says the Gemara, Lafuki Midishmul. Dom Shmul, Hamasnad of Yain. If somebody donates wine, Mevila Mizalfa Gabi Ishim. If somebody donates a carbon of wine, he puts it on the Mizbeach. Kamash Mulam. That's why the Mishnah teaches us Lashis and Azli. Ask the Mefarshim the obvious question. How could Shmul argue on the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah is saying that it goes on the Mizbeach, that it goes on to the Shisin, and Shmul will say it'll go on the Mizbeach. So the Farshim say that Shmuel's opinion is actually based on Rav Shimon's opinion. Because of the famous machlokes of Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda about a Dava Shein Miskavin. Rav Shimon's opinion is Dava Shein Miskavin is Mutter. Rav Yehuda's opinion is Dava Shein Miskavin is also. Therefore, says Rav Shmuel, based on Rav Shimon, somebody donated wine. The wine may be put on the Mizbeach. What is the concern of putting the wine in the Mizbeach? That it may extinguish the fire on the Mizbeach. And we know that the Torah says, Esh Tamid Tukar al Mizbeach, Lois Sechbe, may not be extinguished. Says Shmuel, it's a Dov Shein Miskavin. He doesn't intend to extinguish the fire. And therefore you may put it on the Mizbeach. Our Mishnah, however, is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Dov Shein Miskavin is also. So even though it is not his intent to extinguish the fire may get extinguished, and therefore it's also. But first of all, I want to ask, what does the Mishnah say? Levoina? There's somebody that makes Levoina, it's completely put on the Mizbeach. The answer is because Levoina is not a food. We're only talking in our Mishnah about foods. Similarly, that's why the Mefarshim say our Mishnah doesn't mention Eitzim, because Eitzim as well are not a food. Eitzim are not a food. Eitzim are not a food, and our Mishnah is only talking about food items. Continues the Mishnah. Our Mishnah did not mention oil as one of the things that put completely on the Mizbeach. Dama Shmuel, Hamisnadav Shemin, as somebody donates oil, comes to the Shrai of Nachal. So the Mefarshim point out that from here we see that oil is treated differently than wine. That if you donate wine, there is no kmitza. But if you donate oil, there is kmitza. And they explain, because oil is something which is thicker than wine, and kmitza is doable. Wine, kmitza can't be done. Which this is a proof against the Tosfos Yom Tov, because we discussed what is the halacha of somebody donates wine, if somebody donates oil, how is kmitza done?
and they've suggested that it should be left to congeal. And here we see it's not done that way. The Mishnah says, "Shtei lechem v'lechem upon him," are things that go completely to the Kohanim. Aspen or sulek of ikachatas oif, which is completely eaten by the Kohanim. Answer the mark, ikadama, the blood is on the Mizbeach. Vika white shemesh on the tzayra, that's completely given to the Kohanim. Answer the mark, ikamachanoisav. We know that by the white shemesh on the tzayra, the Kohen first, according to most of the Farshim, not going into the Beis HaMikdash, but standing outside the Beis HaMikdash, spritzes the oil towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so that's part that doesn't go to the Kohanim. The Mishnah finished off with the zoo, Yofa Koyach and Kohanim Koyach Mizbeach. But Fuki Manda Omer, it comes to exclude from the Manda Omer, Shtei Alech HaBodva from the Atzmon. We had a Machloikis earlier in our Masechta. What happens if there are no Kipsi Atzeres? What happens with the Shtei Alechem? That Manda Omer holds with Srei Fasian, the bird, Mashmon, the Bezu Yofa Koyach Kohanim Oilam, that the Kohanim get the Shtei Alechem even when there is no Kipsi Atzeres. But as we learned earlier in the Masechta, the Alocha still is that Midrabbanon, if there are no kifsi atzeres, the shtei lechem should not be eaten in order to not make the mistake the next year when there will be kifsi atzeres available, they'll think that you don't have to bring the kifsi atzeres. So according to them, they should not, everybody agrees the shtei lechem should not be eaten, but it's only Midrabbanon, and that's why Ibat Surah would be required.